In the IELTS Task 1, many people describe the details of the chart quite well, but they forget to make adequate comparisons. There are many ways of comparing in English, the most common being to use adjectives, comparative adjectives, and superlative adjectives. Today, however, we will focus on some other ways of comparing that will guarantee that we get a high mark in this part of the task one. So let's look at three cool ways to compare. Number one, comparing with adverbs. Number two, adding emphasis. And number three, other ways of comparing. So firstly, we can use adverbs to make comparisons. There are three ways we could do this. We could, number one, use more or most plus an adverb to make our comparison. For example, China is developing more quickly than the US. Two, we could use some irregular adverbs like hard, fast, straight, late, or quick. For example, men aged over 60 years live 20 years longer than they did in the past. Three, we could use irregular adverbs like badly, worse, worst, or far, further, furthest. For example, Italy did a lot worse than other countries when it came to the coronavirus response. Secondly, we could add emphasis in a couple of different ways. Firstly, we could use words like even, far, a great deal, or a little. For example, children showed much greater increases in weight than expected. Secondly, we could use words like slightly, considerably, or significantly, plus a comparative. For example, the numbers for 2003 were significantly higher than those for 1999. Thirdly, we could use some other ways to make comparisons. Firstly, we could say things that are the same with as plus adjective or adverb plus as. For example, Sweden is as likely as Germany to achieve their economic goals for 2020. Secondly, we could add meaning by using just, nearly, half, three times, etc. For example, Australia was almost as successful at the Olympics as Canada. Thirdly, we could say things are different with not as plus adjective or adverb plus as. For example, the new vaccine may not be as effective as the older one. Fourth, we can show the changes occurring over time by repeating the comparative. For example, pollution levels seem to be getting lower and lower each year. Fifth, we can also use the plus comparative plus the to show things change over time. For example, the longer a person works, the better is their retirement. So now let's take a look at a simple IELTS task one and add some comparisons to it. We will start directly with the details and comparison section. Looking in more detail, we can see that while burglaries started much higher than car theft and robberies, between 2004 and 2007, they decreased more quickly than the other two types of crime. However, by 2008, car theft crimes began to show much greater numbers than either burglaries or robberies. By 2012, there were more than twice as many car thefts as burglaries. Robberies were more than five times less likely to happen than car thefts. Overall, burglary fluctuated greatly compared to the other two types of crime. So this extract uses a number of cool comparative structures. Let's take a look. The first one was much higher, which is much plus comparative adjective. The second was more quickly, which is more plus an adverb. The third was much greater numbers, which is much plus a comparative adjective plus a noun. The fourth one was twice as many as, which is twice plus as plus many plus as. Fifth was less likely, which is less plus an adverb. And the last one was fluctuated greatly, which is a verb plus an adverb. If you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online along with MP3s. See you next time.